Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Excess Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here at the Bright Red Desk, and we're not going to have Mark. Maybe Mark won't be joining us because he's on the road having vacay, and hopefully Heather will be joining us from Montana. And what we do here on Excess Astrology is we talk about the energy in the sky and how it's showing up on Earth, and we take calls from our listeners and attempt to use the wonderful tool of astrology that we love to help help guide us through the world and help us figure out what that next chapter looks like and how we're going to get there. So the beauty of astrology, of course, is the heavens describe, and then we, of course, have free will about how we're going to use that energy and what we're going to do with it. So that's the beauty of it, and it gives us an enormous set of tools that allow us to work in harmony with the heavens. Or, you know, sometimes we're like, you know, I don't want to work in harmony with you. I'm not in the mood. And that may be a little bit this week because Mars is stopping. But what we do with this energy is we try and understand how, why, what that new energy looks like, feels like, and how we're going to get there. So that's the point of it, the purpose. And, of course, in Genesis it said the stars are in the heaven to guide us. And in baby Jesus was found by astrologers. They followed a star. They looked at a star and said, hey, I think there's a king being born. And interestingly, it was the same conjunction we're going to have this year in December. And so I encourage you to go out and look at the heavens and see how beautiful they are. I think I see Mark arriving or Heather arriving. Heather, are that you?
Mm-hmm. That yeah. This is Heather Robbins calling from Montana.
Montana. She's checking in from the big west. But, yeah, so go out. Right up in the heavens, you can see Jupiter and Saturn hanging out next to each other. They look like as a friend of mine said to me today, they look like a pair of eyes. And you also can imagine Pluto in between them. And so that little energy, and, of course, Mars is very close to Earth right now. So you can go look at him because he's the red guy over, you know, and you can get on your cell phone, you know, if you go, oh, you know, I don't really know those little dots. I don't really know what they mean. You know, they just look like a bunch of little dots. You can get on your cell phone very easily from the internet, an app that shows you everything, including every now and then I look up and there's this really bright thing and I'm like, oh my God, what star is that? And I look and it's the International Space Station. And it's often really bright up there, I just want to say. But yeah, you can hold your phone and it'll tell you what you're looking at. But this is good for watching that Jupiter and Saturn next to each other. And of course, when they met with baby Jesus back in 6 BC, I know they said zero, but it really was six. That's when the conjunction happened, and they were like where they are now. They're very close to each other, and they were hanging out in the sign of Pisces, which, of course, Jesus was a fisher of men. So it's fascinating. We love astrology, and what we do here is we go, yeah, yeah, heavens are alive. Let's watch them. Let's figure out what they're trying to tell us and how we can use their secret message or not-so-secret message because you study the stars to guide ourselves and move forward. So, Heather, what's going on in the heavens as far as you're concerned this week?
Well, this last weekend I had a chance to look through the telescope here, and my son-in-law brought it, and we saw the moons of Jupiter and the rings of Saturn, and it was just glorious to watch those and make them even more tangible as unique personalities, that strange experience. So, you know, this week we're getting ready. Mars is slowing down and getting ready to turn retrograde by the end of this week, in the middle of next week. And we'll be talking about it then, but you can just feel it beginning to swirl and switch as that energy starts to shift. And Jupiter will be turning direct after it's been retrograde since mid-May. And so there's often this kind of interesting connection or synastry between two planets switching directions at the same time. So, you know, expect to feel this energy switching and swirling. I always think of when a planet switches directions or appears to switch directions, it's like you're stirring and you're stirring in one direction and then you go suddenly to stir backwards and all the swirls and eddies.
And sometimes the spaghetti sauce jumps out of the pot and burns you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
that swirling exactly. thing. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Yes. And so Mars is stationing Wednesday the 9th and Jupiter is stationing Saturday the 12th. And so mm-hmm. that little period of time between the 9th and the 12th, guess what happens then, Heather? I have my birthday. So I've got both
yes,
of them stopped
you do.
in my solar return chart this year. So I'm kind of really interested about how this is going to show up. But yeah, when planets
luckily
stop,
they're a day
remember
or two off, but close to exact.
Well, they're both yeah. stopped, but they're at the degree. So what happens when
right.
planets get to the yeah, they're at the degree. Mars is at the degree he's going to stop on Wednesday, and Jupiter's at the degree
mm-hmm.
he's going to stop on Saturday. So the 5-day approach we feel. So that was last weekend, Thursday, Friday. Mars and Aries stopped. We had stuff with the military and Mr. Trump. And then
mm-hmm.
Jupiter, the expansion energy, and he's back where he was in March. He's back at 12. So we're having, kind of a radical reawakening of those energies. And as they shift and Mars goes retrograde and Jupiter goes forward, it really is your spaghetti pot of sauce swirling in
mm-hmm.
different directions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you
mm-hmm.
do with that
and
spaghetti sauce, Heather?
Yeah, well, one, you keep yourself stable and you keep your eye on the headlines because there will be a lot of acting out around, particularly around Mars, around setting up, setting boundaries and the military acting out, people misusing their male energy and their militarism. Now, there's also been some really beautiful examples of healthy boundary settings in the news and people standing up to say good things. So you're going to
yes.
see that people are being challenged to bring out the hero rather than the villain in themselves and the people around them and to take action with that. Now, I've
mm-hmm.
already felt such a difference since Mercury went into Libra on Saturday. And that Mercury in Libra after Mercury in Virgo, which is normally a highly efficient time, but with all the other tension-producing aspects, people, I found, were highly wound up and brittle for most of the fall. And
mm-hmm.
Mercury entered Libra. I performed a wedding about 20 minutes afterwards. I said, no, really, you have to wait until mid-afternoon. I can't do that wedding
hard.
Beforehand.
I know,
I can't
it's always
do a
hard
moon
when you're an astrologer and you're like, no, you can't do it then. Yeah, don't do it
right,
then.
Right,
just
wait, just wait. Give them another glass of wine and let's hold. But no, it worked out just fine, but we did watch a large family argument, which were only 7 people, but they'd all been not getting along over the last couple of months. Mercury went into Libra and they started to find, like, well, I can see your point of view. Well, I see it. And starting to share warmth instead of share problems. And, to use that Mercury in Libra through this weekend, if you can keep talking, the moon's heading into Gemini coming in the next couple of days, just as Mars stations, that it will really be important to keep the lines of communication open. Or if you can't stand what somebody's saying, walk away rather than try to argue it out. But see if you can keep the lines of communication going. Try to help everybody consider everybody's perspective and keep that conversation going. At the same time, Sun is moving into an opposition with Neptune. So that fuzziness, that confusion is building up. Now, tonight we've got that the Moon, Jupiter, and the Sun are all a grand trine in Earth signs, bisected as a kite into that Sun moving into an opposition with Neptune over the next 4 days. So, people are going to drift and dream a bit. People are going to be not as efficient as you'd like to be this first mid of September. But to notice when we're going into that Neptunian fog, that confusion, and see if you can direct it towards creative process, kind of really keep a track on the things that actually need to be followed through upon, but then let yourself have some drifting time and see if you can bring in a creative writing project in the process.
Right, right. That's a great idea because it's definitely
mm-hmm.
Super creative, and the energy
mm-hmm.
is super creative, and it really wants mm-hmm. it really wants that, how do I express myself? How do I honor that creativity on a deeper level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the and more you
Venus
can do it,
in
the better
Leo,
it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Venus in Leo and Mars in Aries, too far, to Venus and Mars in fire signs, usually that makes the stock market volatile. Just, you know, because the stock market always responds to emotional aspects rather than logical aspects.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be volatile in any direction. But it, on personal relationships, everybody needs a little extra attention and appreciation. Catch people doing something right and give them positive feedback for that. Really nurture the skills that you want to grow in the people around you with Venus and Leo. We really need to have someone see what we're the efforts that we're making and appreciate it.
Yeah.
So that's going to be very important, and otherwise people will tend to act out.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone you know and love suddenly starts becoming impossible, check and make sure that you have been noticing what they did right and give them attention for the positive things and withdraw attention where they are being difficult.
Mm-hmm.
That's my suggestions for this next phase.
Yeah, I think that's really good. And then the other part is, remember, the planets are a little nicer in the sense that Mercury was in Virgo, and, you know, he's kind of critical when he's in Virgo. He's very,
mm-hmm,
you know, he's not
mm-hmm.
wrong. You know, it's mm-hmm. not what he's criticizing you for is not incorrect, but it also is kind of like,
mm-hmm.
like, really? And so now he's in Libra answering to a nice Venus in Leo, and it's like, oh, love is in the air. We should be kind. We should be good. We should be. And, of course, Mars is still pretty feisty because he's in Aries, but he also is stopping and he's about to reverse. And I find, I don't know if you find this, Heather, men get a little weird with Mars retrograde, but also Mars,
yeah.
when he's going back, to gets a little more passive-aggressive. You know,
mm-hmm.
people are kind of like, you know, doing stuff, and you're kind of like, wow, man, you're like really kind of pushing the buttons here, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they are in this kind of intense need to kind of do things or own things or claim things. So it's an interesting transit, and it's going to
mm-hmm.
go on until November 13th. So I was
mm-hmm.
watching Chuck Todd this weekend, and he was doing a thing on the voting counting thing. And he said, it's not going to be like election day we know stuff. You know, we're not going to know stuff
right.
until election week. And I'm like, yeah, Chuck, November 13th, baby, you know, when Mars
mm-hmm.
goes direct. So it's understanding that we're in for this really transformational journey. That's part of what this is all about for all of us. You know, how
mm-hmm.
we transform, what we do, how we feel about it, and what that energy looks like for us in terms of, you know, how we express ourselves and what's important. So.
Yeah,
it's an interesting
and
time on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is. And to think of, you know, keep a tight watch on both the national issues and the personal issues that kicked up at the end of August and beginning of September when Mars squared the COVID clump. And because it's going to come back three more times, and you want to just notice, you know, it's going to be end of October, right before the voting, and again
mm-hmm.
In an effort to resolve them in December. So the same issues are going to be coming up over and over again, and we can
mm-hmm.
take a step forward. And it could be both the confrontation issues, but also ambition issues. You know, it's certainly playing out in national politics. It's blatant. But notice kind of what's going on. And I think with Venus and Mars both in fire signs and Mars in Aries, the fire destruction is pretty intense. Out here in the West, everybody's under smoke, and the smoke pall is astounding.
Are you having
there
smoke
are,
too?
Oh, yeah. There's fires in 14 states right now.
Wow.
Major fire.
Wow.
And, you know, they just did an airlift evacuation out of a campfire. They get a couple hundred people out by airlift.
I saw that.
You know, 4-hour drive from here near Bozeman, there was a fire that's threatening a couple hundred houses, and seven, you know, firefighters had to employ the shake and bake tents. You know, they had to, you know, the little fire shelter that they duck in, and then the fire goes over them, and then they get out if they've still got some oxygen. And
really?
They made it.
Wow.
They made it safely, but they all had to be, you know, hospitalized briefly for that. So it's a very flammable time out here.
And I thought
it was interesting that the Mars squaring this cluster, because one of the big fires that started off in California recently was someone had done a pyrotechnics version of a gender reveal party for their pregnancy.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. I'm like, blowing up explosions on a, when everything's on fire? What are you doing?
Yeah, seriously. And they set off a big fire, and that, that for Mars and Aries being unsubtle. But it's, it's helpful, I think, for us to, because it's been such a hard year, to have a few long-term plans, whether it's, you're reading a book or doing a study or not necessarily a huge accomplishment, but some long-term ambition that when things get strange, you can default back and do some work on that. Because that Mars in Aries needs to have a place to go and something to do with the energy. And then it propels versus explodes. If it got nothing to do with it, it will explode.
Right. And it's feisty, it's got this feisty error, and you're kind of like, okay, you're really pushing the other energy of, remember, Mars is, we can take it out. We don't have to be in the feist with it. We can be in the, let's work with this in a different way. We don't have to do this dramatic piece. We can do something else with it that gives us a another way of thinking about it or another way of working with it. So that's the other part. It's like, okay, that's definitely there, and I could smack you upside your head, but I'm not going to do that path. I'm going to do something else, which feels a little more proactive, a little more compassionate, a little more connected to how I want to be in the world. And so that's the other part, is recognizing how much choice we really do have, and how, more importantly, how we use it. It's hard. It's not an easy time on Earth right now, but it also is. It's incredibly productive when we're in that space of, okay, how do I work with this productively, right? But not easy.
I agree.
Not easy by any means. Yeah.
Shall we take a caller?
Yeah, totally. Which one do you want? You get to pick.
Let me pull up my 305. Hello, error code 305-595. You're on the air. How can we help
you?
Hi.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Oh, well, I'd like to know how I can work best using this current energy to do something beneficial.
Right.
Well, my birthday? I was born February 27, 1943 at 12:10 a.m. Chicago time.
In Chicago.
February 27, 1943, a little bit after midnight, 10 minutes after midnight in Chicago.
Yes.
All right, cool.
A Pisces moon in Sagittarius with a Scorpio rising. And is there anything in particular? You said you want to how to use this particular energy. Is there something about, is that in a particular direction, or do you want to make that more specific, your question, or you want to take it from here?
Well, two things. I'd like to know about, I'm seriously considering selling the house and moving, and also I guess my career. What I've been working on something during this time of isolation, and I don't know if this is a good time. I'm kind of semi-paralyzed by shyness or reluctance or something, but whatever you can tell me would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, your progressed sun is at 24 Taurus. And Pluto and Saturn are moving, and Jupiter are moving back into one after the other, trining your progressed sun. And it basically says, if not now, when? So just do it. You know that there is, and it looks like you've got a fair amount of support, like there are people that would like to partner with you or help you out in this process. Mercury, this is, was this an idea that you thought of a while, you know, earlier on in your life, and you've just now recently developed or taken to the next level?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. taken to the next level, yes.
Because Mercury conjunct your, progressed Mercury conjunct your progressed Uranus before, and this year progressed Mercury is backing up to conjunct Uranus, and that's kind of a change of expression, change of way you speak, you talk, you share some ideas, and can be real strokes of genius in this process. And at the same time, your progressed moon is in the house of community and leader. Like you've been, it's been for the last couple of years in your house of career. It's about 3 months ago, 2 months ago, it conjunct your progressed Neptune, and now it's conjunct your natal Neptune, saying your imagination is really going. You've just switched out of working really hard and now want to work more, you know, smarter, not harder, or more creative rather than harder. And your progressed moon's in a natural sextile to your natal moon. So, you know, Pluto is going back and forth right on your on your natal Mars. You know, it's really pushing you. That ambition that you haven't reached before really needs to be expressed.
Now or
wouldn't
never.
Wouldn't you say so, Anne? Yeah. Wouldn't you
yeah.
say so, Anne?
Yeah, kind mm-hmm. of now. I would agree, now or never. And I think, mm-hmm. You know,
or this
when
year
we
or
look
never.
At a chart, mm-hmm. we kind of go, okay, what's, you know, kind of like, what are you here for, right? And I'm gonna guilt you a little. I'm going to say, you know, this is part of your soul's deal because your sun is square that Uranus Saturn, mm-hmm. and Mercury's in there now. So there's like a little part of you whispering, and it goes, I know you're shy. Don't be afraid. We'll help you with it. Ask for help. You've got helpers. So it's like, you know, but it is a really good idea. And for the last, 42 years, Uranus has been below the horizon, and he's been percolating on this idea. And he's now rising up and kind of saying, go for it. And, of course, Pluto on your Mars does give you the fuel of a rocket. The chart has a little anticipatory anxiety. That's just kind of how you're built.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can say, gee, okay, who do I want mad at me, spirit? Or do I want to say I didn't do what I was supposed to do because I was shy? It's a mm-hmm. great idea. Your sun is on a world point. Your Mars is on a world point. Venus, the moon is on it right now by progression. You're having a grand trine in air. This idea is revolutionary, and it's really going to help people change how they think. And so you've been given this tool to get out there. Now I get the fear because Saturn and all these are in your third house, but it's also a very old fear. It's going back to what you were told to be afraid of when you were a kid, when you were between 0 and 14, and you're supposed to be shedding that. You're supposed to be looking at that and saying, well, I know I was told to be afraid of this, but I don't have to do that, and I don't have to be afraid anymore. I got backing, I got people supporting me. And you also do, you know, one of the things you have in your chart is Pluto out of bounds. So Pluto in the religious house, you know, this can also be some kind of fundamental religious raising when you were a kid, that this is somehow tied to that. But that's been cracking.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Pluto out of bounds, sometimes people go, oh, my God, you know, like, oh, is this going to work? But you have your note of fate on the midheaven. And so, yes, this is – but it is hard, totally. The Mars in conjunct your north node is a little anxiety-producing. And all those COVID planets, all the Capricorn planets, all in conjunct that north node. But I would say, if not you, who? If not now, when?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
thank
you're ready.
You both.
You're really ready.
You're so ready.
You got
terrific.
A grand trine
in
fire.
I feel so much better and encouraged.
You're going to launch this, and it's going to be great. So go for it and feel the fear and do it anyway, as they say, or that Nike commercial. Just do it, you know.
Love it. Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. All right.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Go for it. Bye.
All right. Off you go. Okay. You want to take another one, Heather?
Okay. How about the 412? Hello, 412-596.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you and how can we help you?
So actually I had a question about my daughter. Her birthday is 8/12/2000.
Okay.
She was born at 5:01. I can't believe I got on. This is the first time I've called, and I was like, I knew I was going to get on tonight.
Yay! And AM or PM? 5:01
AM or PM?
AM.
And where?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Pennsylvania.
And what's your question about her?
She's just had a series of misfortunes or, like, health things that are going wrong. She just got the COVID. She's back in college.
Mm-hmm.
She's back at school. She just got the COVID. She fell and hurt herself. So I was just like, is there something?
Yeah.
She can do.
And you want to start on this one?
Well, in her chart, the COVID planets are all in her sixth house of health. So yes, she's going to get the COVID. And she got
did.
Saturn in there, so that's bones. So she's doing a job on her bones.
Right on her side.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe her knees.
Right on her south node.
She's got the south node. So the body parts that are up are the connections between the femur and the tibia, the tendons of the right knee, the ligaments of the left knee, and the left knee cartilage. So she's, watch her bones, watch her skin. But she's got, some stuff. She's a little, and I mean this not in a mean way, she's a little klutzy. She's a Sun Uranus. And so what happens is she gets going really fast,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't necessarily notice stuff. What happens when you have Uranus in aspect to a personal planet is you're a sky god. She thinks she can fly, and she probably can. But, she's on Earth, and she kind of trips over stuff. So when she gets nervous or anxious, her chart gets a little klutzy. I have a Uranus thing. When I used to take astrology class, the class would come and I would like tip over. I mean, I literally would tip over. It was so much Uranian energy in the room. it's not forever, but it is, she is having a klutzy transit right now and she'll be fine.
She tends to work very hard, and with that very busy Capricorn moon that's calling, asking a lot from herself, and she needed to kind of take a deep breath before she jumped back into the work. She's got her progress moon at the bottom of her chart. It's probably the most, in 15 years, her career will be at its peak, or, at a real high point. So right now, she has to learn how to balance, because she is prone to workaholic behavior when she gets really excited about something. If she has to learn to balance a healthy life and a healthy work schedule. So, and the COVID won't let you do anything other than that, right, Anne? That you've got to take care of yourself or you don't get to do your work. So with that progressed moon at the bottom of her chart, and she may not quite feel at home or centered for a few months because her progressed moon is about to square, the COVID cluster over the next few months. So in 6 months, by spring, she'll be a different person.
Okay.
Maybe I'm going
away.
I don't know who's going away. Okay.
Right.
In 6 months,
and learning to balance. Yeah. Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That sounds good.
And so she'll learn to balance that out and find a way that, putting the two together so that she feels safe and that she learns how to work hard and take care of herself at the same time. That'll work really well for her. And I would say balance is the most important thing for her to be studying right now, how to balance her life.
Okay.
So you guys are all seeing Mars stop. Heather's got a lot of Mars in her.
Your voice is going in and out, Anne. Hello? Okay. We're having signal issues, I think. Could be here. Again, we'll see that you Anne, you're there? Back?
Yeah.
Okay. Your voice has been going in and out. We've been missing some of what you just said. So can you summarize again? and the answer is no. So our we are out of time. We hope that you all do well. I hope your daughter takes good care of herself and that she'll be fine when she balances, brings herself back to balance. Okay? And
thank
that
you.
Just to really take care of herself and rest up this year. And that the big push will be in the years ahead.
Okay.
You take care of yourself.
Thank
and you. Everybody else, this is Heather Rowan Robbins signing off from Montana and in. Portly from signing off from the big red desk, and we hope all is well. Bye.
Wife, so